All right on, right on. Full Spectrum Cycling, show number 56.
Happy birthday, Greg.
It's not my birthday today. It's my birthday age show, though.
Yeah, it's just a few months away.
Coming up, this is a belated one. Next week will be the official. In advance of the next up to 57 one. Born that's not until July, though.
In the USA.
Let's see. That's April, May, June, July. It's almost 4 months. That's a third of a year.
There you go.
Think the dang old pandemic will be done by then? Negative.
Nope. Phase one.
Phase, yeah.
Complete.
That will be the second wave coming about that time.
1.5.
Right. Yeah.
Called it here, folks.
So that's still before the Tour de France is going to take place this year, if indeed it takes place this particular year. Postponed until the end of August through the 20th of September or whatever.
Yep.
If indeed we're not into wave two or three.
Which could be really devastating as far as both heat in France at that time of year can be brutally humid. You could get a double whammy of still having a few corona potential issues out there and, heat and humidity causing things like heat stroke for guys that are used to riding, 8 hours a day plus.
Right. Yeah. I mean, in the mountains, hopefully it'd still be semi-cool.
Yeah. I don't know.
But so one of the reasons why they canceled it is they have 500,000 people a day line the streets to watch that race.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell yeah.
So,
How would you marshal? Don't go and
right.
You got the guy
on the side of the road.
You got the guy in the devil costume chasing and huffing and puffing and patting the riders on the back. Yeah, that's not going to work.
No. And getting the big air over
the top of them.
That's happened a bunch of times now. I think the first time had to be 10 years ago, I bet.
I'm still damn impressed.
Yeah.
That's serious. You're catching some serious air there when you're,
Peloton jump. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tony brought a little surprise for us today.
Surprise!
Yeah. Trader Joe's Kentucky Bourbon Straight Whiskey.
Oh, yes.
Don't let the cheap price fool you.
No, it was in some publication as being one of the best at the price.
A couple years ago.
It was in my crosshairs like a few days ago when I was there on a cheap wine mission.
Or no?
I'm like, it can't be.
Oh, it does warm the tummy, though.
Yeah. It's nice. It for the money, I'm telling you. It's not bad at all.
All I can say is it ain't no Old Crow.
No.
And thank God for that.
No kidding. No, a couple of cubes. Great late night drink.
A couple of cubes, let it melt
a little bit.
Okay.
A splash of water if you're in a hurry. It's delicious.
I am not always in a hurry.
I'm not either.
Whiskey becomes late at night.
No, unless you watch the
that's Nick, what albums are for.
The Nick Offerman Yule Log, where he's just sitting there next to a fireplace, looking at and occasionally
I don't think I got either. I looked away, or hadn't actually drank it in the 45 minutes I watched that. It's somewhere around 10 hours long, I believe. Yeah,
exactly.
Or something like
that. It's beautiful. Holiday tradition.
How do we get that on the old, holiday time.
Yes.
Speaking of holidays, just had one there for the Catholic types.
Happy Easter.
Easter. Oh. Easter just happened. Mm-hmm. What the heck? I didn't even hardly notice it there.
Yeah, the only thing that traditionally was semi-consistent was that I happened to notice that the mass that I normally would end up going to with my mom was being televised at that same time, so I was able to get her on the phone, and I'm just like, hey, turn on channel.
Did you zoom her so you could see
her? No, not Zoom. No, we just have to, it's turned on.
Oh, this was actually the actual place and...
Yeah. So it worked out. I mean, I was like, okay, that's a semi-holding one tether of the, tradition of holiday.
Pious graduate.
Yeah.
Man. How about all the wackadoodles?
Those things roam deep.
The wackadoodles down in down south there trying to get the old congregations together, do you think that's a good idea? Hallelujah.
No. Well, the dude died.
Hell no.
Yeah.
The one guy who was, God's going to save me. Well, he didn't save him.
Well, he probably did. He probably wanted him quicker up there in the old dang heaven. He said, man, that guy's such a good guy. I'm taking him right now.
He'll become a
martyr.
And
by the way, shut the hell up, dude. Oh, boy.
Yeah, but, let's talk about something besides the coronavirus, because I'm getting sick.
Well, the other holiday, Did you receive the email from, oh yeah, you did, from the River West 24?
Yeah.
On the ever-evolving
The People's Holiday.
And, you know, they make some very good points.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mid-July, this thing, or end of July, this could still be in a situation where you're not going to want to be touching someone's manifest.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, I don't want to touch your manifest ever.
Yeah, I know. I usually stored it in my jockstrap.
Yeah.
Or it's in your mouth for the next half a lap.
It can be. Yeah, it can be anywhere.
It's in your sweaty, you know, pocket.
Yeah. Nothing. Yeah.
That said,
There's nothing sanitary about that race.
Nah, that's a good 90 degree, 95 degree day. You're about as human as you can get on those days.
But it's so fluid, the whole situation. Mm-hmm. So it's a good team getting together, brainstorming that. So
I'm gonna blame all this right now. I'm going all the way back to the full coronavirus, and I hope they're gonna listen to this podcast, because I'm blaming this on Sean and Kobe for trying to win this year's River West 24.
Oh,
it's all starting because of them.
Kobe is gonna be deckled with cameras and things. Right, you're gonna win no damn race with no cameras on your bike.
It's probably their fault.
So I've been moseying around the neighborhood just to get out of the shop and do some riding every day, and I've seen him 2 out of the last 4 days out there riding around with his
cameras.
Yeah, with different versions, just testing things out with a big old stick in front, and he's got the thing on top of the helmet doing the 360 deal, and he had some dude doing wheelies all. It wasn't kind of crazy wheelie guy.
I saw
a
video of that guy. Yep.
I haven't caught up with the videos yet.
Speaking of crazy guys in River West, have you seen the 6-foot pole man?
Yes.
No.
He is walking around the neighborhood.
Penis is gone from the park across the street,
penis
though.
Penis is traveling.
Oh, traveling penis.
Yeah, he was, or it was, I guess it would be he.
Detachable.
Was detachable penis. Was
lying
on
a
bridge. It was on the bridge looking over the Hank Aaron Trail the other day. A friend of mine's wife took a picture of it. Then. Apparently it has its own account on, not Twitter, but something. Anyway.
Yeah. A social media platform.
Right.
Of which there are many. Reddit.
Might be on a Reddit.
Hell's Reddit.
People use it. So, yeah.
Reddit.
But
damn near killed it.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess this guy is walking around with a series of poles around his waist that are 6 foot long, and then he has a shirt on that says 6 feet away, and he's becoming quite the
the
talk of River West right now.
Are they like pool noodles or
no? These are like poles.
He looks like a walking the old 70s game with the marbles and all those little sticks.
Oh yeah,
and
what is that?
You pulled out the sticks and the one that dumped all the damn marbles.
The marbles down.
Like pixie sticks or whatever. What do they call that?
Yeah. What's that called?
Some dang old.
Oh shit.
Okay, by show's end, this will be solved.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It'll pop in. It's like one of those things. 2 in the morning. Phone.
You can do it.
I'm just trying to remember.
Not swizzles. It's something. Not swizzles.
It's not pixie sticks. It's not
swizzles. Twiddly sticks. Or twiddly. Fiddly sticks or twiddly fiddly.
Something in there.
Anyway.
Somewhere in there.
By crap.
Any listeners, if you know this, please chime in.
Yeah.
And shame. Shame.
Actually,
shame
us for not knowing. Actually, threw a thing up on fatbike.com today that we're taping at 7 p.m. Central. Hopefully a person or two will call in. If you don't hear anybody this week, be that person next week and call in and say, hey.
Be somebody.
Be somebody. You could have been, you know, like Tim last week.
That was great.
Dang old good show right there.
And he brought beer.
And he brought beer. Dang it.
It was a pretty short hill this week.
Well, it's a pretty short
hill. Pretty short hill this week. We got right up it.
You mentioned beer, and I had to go to the top of the hill right off the bat.
Oh. Well, you have to have something to chase.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Right. Can't just have a glass of water sitting nearby. Today's beer on the old show beer list is Toppling Goliath's Fire, Skulls, and Money. I love the name.
Yeah, it's
obviously. India Pale Ale. One of our local tap rooms, the Brass Tap out there, Greenfield Way, had 25% off growlers today. So it seemed like a good day to go stock up on TG beer. And this is a tasty one.
Yeah.
This is incredible.
It's big as Tim would say. It's a big beer, as Tim would say.
Tim was very funny about his big beer. There's no such thing as a good session IPA.
This is big. This is 7.2
on
your ABV scale.
Yeah, that's a big beer.
It's also only 50 on the IBUs scale, though.
Mm.
Which, You know, it doesn't really have a super bitter finish, which is nice.
Yeah.
It's inspired by a trip to the West Coast, designed to capture the wild spirit of adventure and brewed to be enjoyed with friends. It's a rich IPA for those with wanderlust in their heart and fire in their eyes. It's Citra, Mosaic Galaxy, and Nelson Hops. Join it on a journey to the bottom of your glass.
Oh, my God.
Who's
writing this shit?
I don't know, but whoever does their artwork is the kick-ass beer artwork person, because the label for this thing is, even though it's in a growler, you know, I went to the website, and hey, that's great. Toppling Goliath is in Decorah, Iowa, which we may have mentioned in the past. Would be probably the best mountain biking in the Midwest. And right now,
the best brewery.
And having a brewer there that I think on, I don't know if it's Beer Advocate or the other one, Untappd, they would have like three of the top 10 beers.
And they're not big.
They're big beers, but not a big brewery.
Right.
Big enough to come over here in Milwaukee, though, and give us their fine wares. Hey, that Decorah is going to make the news here on Full Spectrum Cycling twice today. You Surly fans out there may want to go over to the Surly website and check out one of the humanoids of Surly articles, who is our very own Spinner Ryerson.
Ah, Spinner!
It is a great story on Spinner. He does a really good job of talking about his Surlys and why he likes them. And
I must have missed that, because I got the email.
It's newish.
Didn't put two and two together, it was Spinner.
Gomez must have put it up on fatbike.com today. Because I immediately saw the great photo I took of Spinner in the studio when we got the ice cream truck first introduced. And he's in full Viking, well, headgear at least.
Yeah.
And
it's hard. Yeah. There was a while there where it was hard to recognize him without some of the regalia.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, but yeah. He'd be like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And it would take about 2 or 3 sentences. I'm like, there we go.
Hey, Greg, I happen to notice there appears to be a Chumba missing from the wall.
Chumba missing. Actually, there's going to be another one missing. Well, the one that's missing is Mike's.
Mm.
The one that's going away is the medium that's sitting right there.
That one.
I just kept it up there for effect. It's actually sold. I should put a sticker on it.
Yeah.
That's going to New York somewhere.
New York City.
Upstate New York.
Oh.
In the corona-free zone up there.
Mean streets of Albany.
It's going to recline here a little longer just because of the craziness that's going on.
Right.
But, New York, hey, I don't know. That's kind of a crazy area over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So, 414 yesterday.
Yeah.
Happy 414. Or 3 days ago.
Sure.
Yeah.
Very subdued.
414 would be our area code here in Milwaukee, for those of you unfamiliar with the way the three-digit area code thing works.
A couple of years ago, they started this here 414 day thing, and it's getting kind of big.
Yeah.
Not this year.
Well, there was a big thing on 88.9 with local bands for 8 hours or something. Yeah. There was some pretty good stuff in there. Yeah.
Milwaukee Record did a little telethon type thing.
Lakefront Brewery gave free six-packs to anyone in the medical field.
Somebody streamed, I think, that whole 8 hours from down there.
Yeah, it was a Swarm. There was a Swarm event.
Swarma, I don't even know what that is. Swarma?
It's like, it was an offshoot of Foursquare and social gathering application. So they definitely have to change their approach to
Swarm.
Swarma.
My video online watching has been pretty much only watching Kim in the morning. Kim West.
Oh,
Facebook Live.
Excuse me.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Kim's a dude. Kim's a dude, man. It's not as flaky as it sounds.
I caught a little bit today. Yeah,
he's an old-time Iowa racer who was pretty darn good in his day, and he kind of goes back and forth between regaling you with old cycling stories and rants about various things, which can get pretty fun.
Yeah. So, for sure.
If you get a chance, Kim West Radio Cycling Show, Kim West, Facebook, blah, blah, blah. He's a retired guy and is a barista at Zanzibar's in Des Moines. But I think his whole thing for doing this, there's two things. He had a concussion and it's helping him with his recovery. And he's trying to help the other baristas who are less fortunate than he get some income during the
pandemic.
Hey, speaking of pandemics, let's listen to a public service announcement from our very own Blueberry podcast hosting service.
COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. There are a few ways to help lower the spread of this respiratory disease. Wash your hands. Avoid touching your face, including mouth, nose, and eyes. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Monitor your symptoms and consult with your doctor. Stay at home and away from other sick people except for medical care. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
I think we played that about a month ago, and it really, the recommendations haven't really changed.
No.
COVID-19.
Because it kind of makes sense.
We can't dance together.
Have you noticed all the signs, closed beach, closed park, all the state parks are closed, plus I've seen a bunch of county stuff closed now.
I noticed that this morning.
A right-wing person I know was like, oh, Evers, you're such a dick for closing these. It's like, he didn't do it because of that. He did because there's been, like, mass vandalism, and people are they waive the fees to the parks, and suddenly everyone that's in the park is a dick.
Yeah, you can't give people nothing for free because they don't respect it.
They don't respect it. They're going to be jerks. You know, graffiti and, you know, destruction. It's like, come on.
I saw the picture of the parking lot at Devil's Lake, and the cars were packed door handle to door handle.
That's crazy.
There's no social distancing going on there. And there's no respect for the fact that there aren't any workers.
Right.
People aren't cleaning up after themselves.
Yeah, that's the other thing. They're littering everywhere. It's
a bunch of jackasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, even
clearly they don't drink
water,
Dales.
For God's sakes. Atwater.
Come on.
The beach part, at least.
Oh, closed down?
Yeah.
What's Lloyd going to do?
Not go down the stairs.
I guess. You can't go down there and do the morning ritual at the lakefront.
Yep. Got a sunrise in there this morning. And
I saw that. Nice picture. Yeah,
there was a good handful of, it was a good 15 people or something like that. It had like a weird, like that Key West looking at a sunset vibe. Like, what are you guys doing? Just looking at the sun setting. What the hell?
Sun rising. Sunset.
It's in the eye.
Sun
in the opposite side.
Right?
Yeah. Which is like, hey, I'm just looking at the air.
Well, the only place in Wisconsin you can get a westerly view is up there in Dorco.
Yeah.
Or the place in near Horrible, Mount Horrible. They have that tower on the top.
Oh, on Lake Michigan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in Blue Mountains Park.
Yes, that was it.
That's the place.
Thank you.
Right on, some good mountain biking over that way. That's on your way to Decorah, folks, if you're heading down 51 going west from Madison.
Mount Horeb's got Grumpy Troll, which is also a nice stop for beer.
And they got the...
And a cool bar diner right across the street from Grumpy Troll as well.
Yeah.
Which should be open
sometime. What's the store there? Duluth Trading Company. They got one in Mount Horeb.
Oh, yeah. That's the mothership. It's like where it
was originated. one of the first ones, yeah. Oh, nice. If it wasn't the first factory store. Huh. Superior might have been, possibly.
But yeah.
Or Duluth, maybe, by cracky.
Oh, crazy talk.
Who's making this stuff up? I don't
know. Forest, trees. I don't know what the hell's going on here.
Yeah, so that's what's going on with that stuff. Coming up Monday, 420 day.
420, y'all.
I would have been.
I got my drug rug on already.
Ooh, 420.
Get a picture of JK's drug rug there.
I should get a
the
picture.
The thing is, every day this month is 420.
True that. Right.
So,
that's deep, man.
Man,
that's deep.
So it's 420 during
every day is 420.
420.
What about when you do them three times in one day?
That's just what it is.
Do you try to 420 at 420 and 420 on that day?
Sure.
Is 420 a verb now?
It should.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go 420 right after the show.
Yeah, you can shoehorn it in. Where yeah. But it wouldn't even be like sly, you know.
It's not that sly.
Exactly.
Hey, yeah, everyone, here's something maybe. But
there's some good stuff on that day.
Yeah.
To do.
Well, there would have been a lot more good stuff.
Yeah, this way, I mean, you'd end up wanting to just be sequestered to your house.
Everybody's got to step outside on their porch and do the 420 at 420. Oh, sure. And 420.
Spin up a big old chonger and wow.
I have no idea what you people are talking about.
I got something for you. Bike shops, folks.
Bike shops.
Bike shops in your neighborhood. They're support in your neighborhood. Them. Here's something I was talking to my Surly rep today about and probably made some pretty good sense. do you need parts so you can get right with your shit and get your shit out and go riding? A lot of your bike shops will be able to help you out over the phone, make some recommendations, take your money, have that shit sent right to your house.
That is incredible.
Need some tires? Need some pedals? Need some grips? Do you need a new saddle bag or handlebar bag or frame bag? You may.
I'm going to bring back something that we've talked about a few times. And I know it's a sore spot for some of us.
Oh.
Mainly me.
And if I am paraphrasing myself.
Yes. If you don't hurry up, like right now, it's almost over, and buy your baby maker, you're gonna lose out on your chance to own the baby maker.
If they would send for testing, I would ride it.
Well, I'm bringing back this because it's really funny because they had this video. Now what they're doing is you're posting people's videos of test riding them. And they've got a very short woman who comes and she's all excited. She's carrying her baby maker on her shoulder.
Okay, right there. All the words you just said there was insanity.
So then they show her riding this thing, and clearly they don't have a proper fit person because she has fully extended her leg. The bike frame is way too big for her. And I comment, and one lady who, besides agreeing with me as it being the worst bike name ever, says, this is why I want to shop at my local bike store, my local bike shop, because I want to be fitted for a bike. And I responded to her post very nicely, support your local bike shop, that's what they're there for. And she said, they're not open. I'm like, well, in Wisconsin, we are an essential business.
Where was she? Did she say where she was from?
She did not say where she was from.
That's sad. I was on my way to get the beer at the old Brass Tap there, went through the car wash to Welk Service Station up there on 83rd and Layton, which is right near one of the Erics in the area.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not from the Midwest, probably don't know that Erics is one of the bigger shops here now. It's 30 locations or whatever.
Yep.
There was a couple people out in the parking lot rolling around doing some test riding. So people are still able to somehow make it work, and you know, you can come by Everyday Cycles here. We'll let you in the door if we know you.
Yeah,
You are, you know, you don't look like you're foaming at the mouth or anything.
Right. Zombie. Yep.
But can only be one person in the shop at a time, basically.
Right.
Maybe two, considering there's two in here right now.
Right. Well, two and a half.
Yeah.
You know, and again, this is, you know, I noticed another post on Facebook saying, my God, the Oakley Trail is super packed full of people and no one's moving out of the way. My response was, this is the perfect time to ride in the streets or in alleys.
Oh, yeah. Urban assault time.
Urban assault time, man. 10-4
to that. It is
time to go have fun. Get off the bike trails and explore Milwaukee.
Exactly.
Or wherever you happen to be listening to this one podcast.
And the vehicular
it's negligible.
Flow
it's fantastic.
It's been thinned out so much right now. And
you know, it's just fun to adventure.
Yeah, just in general.
Almost as much fun as drinking whiskey.
I think I rode four different bikes this week. Trying to decide which of the orange-gripped bikes I may want to keep in my stable and which I should probably send down the road. Problem is, I think I'm going to put orange grips on that low side over there.
No, you wouldn't do that.
Ride that one around for a while. Hey, everybody, I got a medium black low side. They're kind of hard to come by, but there's one sitting right here.
Brand new?
All right, the last 5 minutes just sounds like erotic bike fiction that you guys wrote out. Just have memorized that time.
EB. F.
It's erotic bike fiction. The low side is a very fun. You can't ride that bike without smiling. It will give you a serious grin.
Kind of like why it's perfectly up Mike's alley because it's a single speed.
Well, it's got really wide bar. You just feel goofy on it. I love it.
I love those.
It's like I'm riding my bike to go have a beer.
I love those sunrise bars. Those are
those are cool, especially with that that super great sturdy. You know, bag, sturdy ball buster made for it.
Ball buster bar pad.
Bar pad. Thank you.
That's the Dave Lund's Please Buy Me Green right there.
That is, man. I can't believe he hasn't already purchased it, or has he? And you just have two.
No. I don't know that he has any bar. He probably does on one of his SE versions of.
Are you trying to stimulate my stimulus?
Your stimulus is stimulating your bike.
My stimulus is, I'm looking at my stimulus over there.
So have we all received our stimuli?
I have been stimulated.
I haven't stimulated.
I got stimulated my own self. Plus, my credit union was nice enough to offer a very favorable zero interest rate on a loan. So I said, hey, give me as much as you can.
That's a good, I should check with
them. Don't even have to start paying it until August.
Wow.
At that point, it's a minor 1.9%. So, you know, pretty much it's free money for 39 months if I decide to pay it off over time.
There you go.
Means I can keep the shop open for another month. Yay!
Yeah! Woo-hoo!
Huh? Mike and Berta were in today doing a little bit more. They dropped off that bike of their friends there. And
oh, that's the Fuji?
The Fuji fat bike. A lot of fat bikes in here, boy. Boy, howdy.
Yeah, you got a lot of bikes in here, Greg.
Jim's fat bike's over there. That's got to go. Sam's fat bike's over here. You know, he's got to pick that thing up.
Sam's fat bike, though, that can stay here as long as it wants. It's got a special place.
Yeah, you should probably take it for a ride while it's here.
Yeah, it's kind of gorgeous.
Yep. Had to do a little... He's had it for a while, maintenance on it, but no big deal. All set to roll. Got some mud on it. Right. Yeah, I ain't cleaning no mud off no bike.
No. Yeah.
That's your job, Debbie.
Pay extra for that. Well, yeah, it looks great. That's a... I got to get a picture of that, too. Well, we've already had this on featured, but...
Sure we have. That's a Chumba, baby. That's a Chumba. We got...
That's not just a Chumba, man. That's Chumba-licious. Extreme.
So I think all we've got left in Chumba fat bikes, folks, if you were ever thinking of one, I got two extra larges and a small. I don't think that we have any other in boxes right now. Mm. I'm going to tear through the boxes in the back and see if there might be one more hiding, but I don't think so.
XL, so,
you
know, baby.
You thought you wanted one. You called me. You said, boy, cracky, I'd like one of them, and then you didn't get it, and now you're shit out of luck. So
shame, Sam. Yeah, you might want to mention that to our buddy Sam McMahon. There, you know,
He's an XL.
And he's a big boy.
He's thinking more along the lines of the Wyatt because of his heft, but, his size. You know, he's a big guy.
He's a big man. He's a big boy. He's a very strong human being.
Strong human.
You know, but I'm just saying, it's a Chumba.
All right, then.
We got one.
Well, there you go. And right just like that, show's over. Go to hell.
We love
you. Bye!